is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is like Sunday, early Monday mornings, July 31st. It's a little after what? A little after 1 o'clock. And my son is at G-Mall's house today, so I was able to watch The Strain when it happened. Yes, the episode that aired tonight, Sunday night, one shot on FX. And I've got my notes here. Figured I'd lay them all out to you guys. And I thought this episode was pretty cool. It wasn't action-packed. I think we focused a lot on some of the individual stories. I don't know. Zach's in love. And I have never liked Zach. I mean, I liked the early Zach. And then the angry Zach, I wasn't a big fan. And then right now I'm feeling, oh, Zach found love. Abby, and she's pretty and all. But someone tells me she ain't gonna last. Someone tell me the master's going to say this girl's getting in the way, or she's telling him stuff, or his little pet vamp is going to wind up eating Abby. That's what I think is going to happen. But yeah, we got to see a little bit more of Zach. He's got a softer side, right? He likes to go into museums and does his thinking there, which was cool. And it's obvious that he's starting to feel kind of bad about pushing the button for the nuke, right? I mean, when Abby mentions that her parents are no longer around because the first bomb that destroyed the Statue of Liberty killed her parents. So it seems like he's feeling kind of remorseful about it and feels bad and sad. Quickly starts questioning the master, and the master puts him in place, doesn't he? He's just like, hey, you can leave and not have any of this. And what is the girl going to think? And boom, he's like, give me the white. And he drinks it. So I'm curious to see how this is going to go, because it seems like Zach is, I don't know, but we'll see. F is still bummed about Zach, where he's at. Him and the rebel chick and the rebels are doing their thing. They wind up killing, 2,000 Strigoi, which was pretty dope. But now, doing that, it's obvious that the Master and Eckhorst know where the rebels are at. So I think next week, it's going to be interesting. Next week's commercial, it looks a little bit more action-packed. This one just seemed a little calm. I figured it was going to be explosive, but it was calm. We did get some explosiveness when Quinlan gets shot by the freaking sniper. Well, I did not see that coming at all. And when he fell down the missile silo and then broke his leg, I was like, oh, no! Because Quinlan, I mean, I'm sure all of us can admit, he's probably one of our favorites. So I felt this pain. I felt this pain. We see what Quinlan does to the sniper guy. But before the sniper guy dies, doesn't he hint that some vamps came with some humans, plus not so nice, the captain that's with Fett right now? Did I hear that right or wrong? But it seems like we can't trust Brother Man that's with Fett and the crew. And now they're missing a piece of the missile. So I'm wondering, does Brother Man know where that's at? Or did someone really take it? Did the convoy take it? I don't know. And The Strain, I got to trust you first before I can believe you. And I don't know. Something's off with this guy. I don't know. But overall, I mean, everybody seems kind of spread out. You know, Fett's in North Dakota and F's in Pennsylvania and Zach's in Manhattan. And we still don't know what happened with the professor. We saw him, last episode getting pulled into some kind of warehouse or whatever. So I know he's, and Eckhorst is going to have the professor. It's obvious. I know. I don't know. But overall, I thought this episode was good. Not as action-packed. Still a good one. Give it thumbs up. Feel free to leave any comments wherever you're listening to this to, what you thought about the episode. Shout out to the Strain Addicts out there. What's up, Strain Addicts? If you haven't checked out their Facebook page, they have a group. If you're a fan of The Strain, you should check that out. Also on Twitter, Strain Addicts. Go check them out on Twitter. You won't be disappointed, especially if you're a fan of The Strain. But that is it. I'm looking over my notes. I didn't forget anything. Other than that, it was a good episode. Like I said, The professor. I need to know what's up with the professor. All right, people. Don't forget, a new episode airs Sunday. Next Sunday. This coming up Sunday on FX, The Strain. If you want to check out more of my recap shows, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Scroll up to the top. You'll see a little section right there that says podcast. You can find this show plus other shows as well. If you got iTunes, Talking the Strain is on iTunes and audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. If you don't have iTunes and my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the good stuff is on the blog, iwatchmike.com. Everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in and sharing and liking all that stuff. And like I said, feel free to leave the comments on what you thought about tonight's episode one shot. Peace.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.